Texas is among the states that have documented histories of discriminating against minority voters. Because of that, new election districts drawn after the census each decade must comply with the Federal Voting Rights Act, and they must gain special approval. The election maps drawn by Republicans at the Texas legislature haven't gotten that approval. So, with primary elections just months away, federal judges in San Antonio drew different maps. While the legal question is about protecting minority voters, it's worth noting that under the state's maps, additional Republicans will likely be elected, and additional Democrats will likely be elected under the maps created by the San Antonio court. Representative Trey Martinez-Fisher, a San Antonio Democrat, chairs the Mexican-American Legislative Caucus, which is arguing for use of the revised map.
There were some congressional districts drawn specifically to dilute the voting strength of the minority community, particularly in an area like the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex area, where there was just dramatic growth in the minority community, but you didn't see a congressional district come out of the legislature that would reflect that.
Attorney General Greg Abbott, a Republican, heads the legal team arguing in favor of the map drawn by Republican lawmakers.
We believe it's the plaintiffs who are using race inappropriately. The way the plaintiffs are urging the court to redraw the map replaces six Hispanic Republicans with Hispanic Democrats. So what the plaintiffs are really arguing is a partisan approach as opposed to protecting racial minorities.
How the Supreme Court decides the Texas debate is being watched across the country. Some observers believe the justices may provide clues about how they view the Voting Rights Act and the requirement that states like Texas gain special approval for election maps. Shelley Koffler, KERA News.